Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tonight, we begin the Stanley Cup. And John, the question for everybody is you got to pick the lesser of two evils. Tonight, you have to decide if you're rooting for Canada, and we love their drought. They haven't won a cup since 1993. Or you have to root for Florida, reigning champs, kind of a pain in the ass. And I do get this vibe that people in Michigan don't respect hockey played where there are palm trees. They don't like seeing the southern teams win. Lesser of two evils. We'll put up a poll question on Twitter. Who are you rooting for as the Stanley Cup kicks off tonight?
So this one is, there's a few side stories to this, because if you just simply dumb it down and say USA or Canada, I'm going to say USA. The issue is you look at the roster and yeah, there are some, you know, American born players on the Panthers team, but there's also Canadian born. There's also, there's
a Finn.
Yeah. There's a ton of other countries. And so what does it really mean? Right. What does it really matter? I have no issue with there being palm trees outside of their hockey arena. I really don't have much of an issue if Canada wins the cup, but if I'm forced to make that call, I do dumb it down and I go USA. Keep it south of the border. Let's go. That's ours. It's been ours since 93.
For the record, I think the Panthers are going to win. The betting odds have it as a coin flip. They played to a game 7 a year ago. That's the most likely outcome this year based on the betting data. These teams are both better than they were a year ago. It should be a great series. I think Florida will win. Better goaltending. No Zach Hyman for the Oilers. As great as McDavid is, they have the chess piece to counter it. And Barkov, who's back-to-back Selke Award winner in Florida, I think they're the deeper team. I think Florida will win. Having said that, John, I think what's going to win this poll question is Canada because of McDavid. Because I do think there's a desire to see the best hockey player without a cup break through finally and win. I think that's the biggest poll in this series. He's a likable guy. I don't think anybody hates him.
No, I don't think anybody hates Connor McDavid, and everybody loves watching him play. Even if you don't like, you know, Edmonton, you don't want the cup to be north of the border, It's really hard to not like Connor McDavid. He's great.
He's
so much fun to watch, and he is a likable guy. There's nothing that he says in the media that is arrogant. There's nothing that he says that is controversial. There's nothing that he does to make you hate him other than he plays north of the border.
That's for a Canadian team.
Yeah. And so, I actually think it's going to be different. I think most people will say Florida.
Okay.
Keep it in the USA.
Maybe people like Kachuk a little more after the Four Nations.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He went out there, battled for us.
Because he was not a likable guy prior. He's one of those guys, he's a pain in the ass anytime you have to play against him or his brother.
Uh-huh.
Or his dad, for that matter, if you really want to go back. They play that physical
forecheck. It's in his DNA.
It is. It's just annoying. But if you're rooting for him, Yeah, he has a knack for making the big plays, and we know that Tom has a special place in his heart for Matthew Tkachuk. How many times does he bring up that he was available?
Maybe you should, too.
He's a great player.
I mean, it's my smarmy thing of probably all smarmy things I have. I mean, I just would love to know if Steve Yzerman inquired about getting a two-way superstar. I don't know about superstar.
But that is the type of hockey that wins in the playoffs. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy how the second he went there, they started having playoff success.
Yeah. And they flipped the script. This is their third straight cup
appearance.
And
they gave up a lot.
They did.
And they didn't care because they wanted somebody. I'm rooting for Edmonton. First off, this Canada thing is such an old bit at this point. It's like, I get it with the
Because it's been since 93.
Right, but the whole, I get my jollies off every spring because Canada doesn't win the cup again is, I mean, it's just played out.
And
okay?
Can we be honest about it, too? It's really more about Toronto losing than it is all of Canada.
Yeah.
We like seeing Toronto lose. They're a rival.
So we've already had that joy.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, and this one is certainly just, maybe it's just me, maybe it's some listeners. I want to hear Stoney's version of O Canada.
Whoa Canada?
And Greg is behind the glass, absolutely shaking his head. So I'm guessing, Greg, you're saying you would like Canada to win just simply for that reason?
Or lose for that reason?
He would like Canada to win
so that he doesn't have to hear it singing? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I want one more year.
That would be a good reason. Although that has been mitigated due to show circumstances. Mm.
Yes.
Stoney's around, though.
Yeah, Stoney's around.
He'll sing for anybody.
We'll still get it. Yeah, it's Tom Wentz, Stoney on the schedule next.
Well, top summertime. Of my head, I don't know. It'll be
summertime.
Pretty
soon. He'll be in. Yeah,
when
he's
are you guys
Monday.
Off next? Juneteenth, I think.
There you go.
It could be perfect timing.
It's you and
Stoney. Yeah. The Stanley Cup final.
It's you and Stoney.
It's going to go forever.
Perfect. So,
hey,
less
quickly,
than 2 weeks.
Too, about this matchup, though, in Edmonton, I don't think people realize, like, just from the surface, they've won 12 out of 13 playoff games.
Oh,
they fell down 2-0 against the Kings, and they've lost one game since. Or two games since, I'm sorry.
I want to be very careful breaking down hockey because I know audience is small if you look at the ratings in the playoffs. But Edmonton has talked about how they are doing this as a more business-like approach this year. Last year was the emotion, look at us, rocket ship to the final. This year it's more expected. They're playing with more poise this season.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind seeing the best player in the game, you know, get a breakthrough like you said. But it's also in the West. They can do their business over there. It's not going to like hurt the Red Wings at all. And maybe the Panthers slowly start to demise maybe a little bit.
Fingers crossed, although it feels like they're built for a while here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.